Students, faculty, and alumni of UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities are saying goodbye to their campus, which officially closed last month.
Formerly called UW-Fox Valley, the two-year campus has been a community hub in Menasha since 1959.
It was home to the Weiss Earth Science Museum, which received national awards for its collection and programs that highlighted the geology of Wisconsin, and the Barlow Planetarium, which is currently closed but set to reopen soon with funding from Winnebago County.
For many students throughout the years, UW-Fox was an affordable way to get their college education and their career started. Now, local educators worry that students in the region will miss out on educational opportunities without an affordable and accessible campus in their community.
Lynette Kopetsky is a librarian at UW-Oshkosh. Previously, she worked in K-12 public and academic libraries, including at UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities before it closed last month. Lynette, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
Well, your story, I understand, with the Fox Cities campus, previously called UW-Fox Valley, started as a student. Can you talk about what led you to start your college career at Fox?
Well, I always knew I wanted to go to college, but my parents weren't supportive. I didn't have any money. So Fox was a viable alternative. So I started at UW-Fox Valley in September of 1991, and I took 15 credits, and my original bill was $720 for my tuition bill. I went there because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to college. So I would have never made it anywhere else if I didn't have that two-year experience.
What was it that the campus did there to make it an accessible place for someone who, like you said, didn't know how to college, didn't have that background?
It was close to home, so I didn't have to worry about living in a dorm or finding a place to live. I already had a place to live. The class sizes were small, and the instructors were phenomenal. I can tell you, I went on to Madison and got my bachelor's degree there. I couldn't have done that without UW-Fox Valley first. And our instructors at UW-Fox Valley were top-notch. They still were when we closed. It wasn't like you're getting some bargain basement experience just because you aren't paying the high prices. And I really appreciated I could go and find my instructor if I needed help. I could go and get tutoring help if I needed that. And I don't know if I would have started at Madison, I don't think I would have succeeded because I wouldn't know where to go.
You were a student there. You ended up working there as a librarian. Did you hear similar stories from your classmates when you were a student and then the students who were there when you were employed there?
Constantly. The reason that students go there is because they can have the smaller experience, the smaller class sizes, the individualized attention. They don't necessarily know where else to go, but they know they want to go to college. So having that local link so close to home with such a high quality experience, it made a world of difference.
Now you've worked in all kinds of libraries, K-12 schools, I understand, public libraries. You say academic libraries are your favorite kind. Why is that?
It's hard to explain. Like public libraries, there's a lot of extraneous stuff with the public and a lot of, they carried that tax forms. So you always had to worry about tax forms and you had to worry about limits on computers. And K-12 is its own animal. And I loved the kids that I worked with. I worked in high schools. So it was pretty similar to what I did in academic libraries. Academic libraries just seemed to be, especially on the two-year level, I appreciated what I did, and I knew I was fully appreciated. Like, you didn't have to wade through all the excess stuff. They came to the library because they wanted to be there, not because they needed something else. They needed a place to be, a place to land, a question taken care of. And I was always there for them.
And did you see yourself as kind of providing the service that you got when you're a student, right? Helping that student who might not know how to navigate an academic library to be successful.
Absolutely. For us in the library, first of all, we wanted to always make it a safe space. And until the end, and even now here at UW-Oshkosh, it's a safe space. Like, that's what we pride ourselves in. We want everybody to feel welcome and inclusive. And the other thing that we always told our students on tours was, I don't care what your question is. I don't care if you have an advising question. I don't care if you need to know where the nearest bathroom is. We're the place that will find the answer for you if we don't know it, or we will point you in the right direction.
We are talking about the recent closure of the UW Oshkosh Fox Cities campus. Lynette Kopetsky is with us. Lynette got her associate's degree at Fox, later worked as a librarian there for 6 years. Lynette, take us back to the moment when you found out the Fox campus would be closing. This came after some time of reorganization and uncertainty. How did that hit you?
It wasn't completely unexpected. After Fond du Lac closed, we knew that it was a possibility. And after UW-Waukesha closed, after Milwaukee closed UW-Waukesha, it was a certainty. Fox was always just one step behind Waukesha in terms of demographics. And if Waukesha couldn't make it, we knew we couldn't. So the hardest part about that day was finding out about it on the news. Our provost and chancellor raced up here to tell us, but we had a county executive who wanted to call WBAY and let them know ahead of time that the campus was closing. So we found out through breaking news that we were closing. And our chancellor and provost were very sorry about that. That wasn't the way that they wanted us to find out, and that wasn't their fault. It was shock, even though we expected it. And then we went through the stages of grief. It was like losing someone that you loved. The best part about it, if you can say there was a best part, was the timing, because it happened during the summer, and we had time to get through those initial stages of grief. So when our students came back for classes, who they themselves were just starting that grieving process, we were there for them. We made sure that they could get through that in a safe space and made sure that their last year at Fox was still a good one.
And you've just been through this last year knowing that this was going to be it, right? This was going to wrap up the history of this campus. What was it like working in that environment?
For the most part, we just set it aside because we had to take care of our students. The hardest part would be when in the library we would have book sales, and we didn't know that we had jobs on the Oshkosh campus until the end of March, beginning of April. So it was really hard to have the general public, which you know are grieving in ways themselves, especially former students, come through and ask, well, what are they doing with the building? What are they doing with the building? And it really got to the point where you felt like saying, I don't care about the building. What about the people? Like, the building is just a building. So that was particularly hard. It was endearing to hear people's stories about when they started at Fox in the 60s and 70s, and this was their place, and they remembered this certain thing or that certain thing. And working with our students to make sure that they had a plan on where they wanted to go next, and they were in a good place.
The declining enrollment over the years, that's been pointed to as a reason for the closure of this and other two-year campuses. I've seen an argument that, well, the declining enrollment happened in part because of decisions made over the years, resources or lack of same, everywhere from the legislature on down to more local decisions. Do you think there could have been a way to keep this campus open as a thriving campus?
I don't know. You know, the hardest part is we knew that this enrollment demographic, this enrollment cliff was coming for a really long time. When I worked at UW-Marshfield Wood County, I was heavy into governance, and we knew that this cliff was coming and there weren't going to be enough high school students to populate these buildings. And it seems like from the legislature to system to the 4 years that we're now saddled with these 2 years, nobody did anything about that. Nobody changed business as usual. And I really think if they would have put their heads together and would have made some hard decisions early on, it would have been possible to save our campus. And it just didn't happen.
Well, now you're at UW-Oshkosh. Are there lessons that you hope that UW-Oshkosh and other four-year campuses can take from your experience at the two-year campus at Fox and make a welcoming environment for that student who, like you, doesn't know how to college?
Focus on your first and second year experience. Make sure that those resources are in place. Hire great people. I'm so happy that our Fox faculty came over. We have amazing people that worked exclusively with first and second year students. Use those resources. Make sure those students are supported and make sure that they're getting pointed in the right direction. And Oshkosh is doing a lot of good things.
Lynette, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
You're very welcome.
That was Lynette Kopetsky, former student and librarian of UW's Fox Cities campus. She joined us to talk about her experience at Fox and why she believes the region is losing a gem now that the campus has officially closed. If you were affected by the closure of Fox or other two-year campuses around the state or have memories to share, let us know about it. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.